When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Meeting is being recorded.
Oh man, let's see. How do we do a cold open where it's not about hockey, but all I want to do is talk about the hockey real quick. What's one to do in a predicament such as this?
Did you sleep last night at all?
Barely. Chris, have you gone to sleep yet?
No, I'm still on a binger right now.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So
this isn't actually coffee in my mug. I'm still going.
This is actually what I was wearing yesterday, if I'm going to be flat honest. I just woke up, threw it all right back on, came to the studio. I was ready to go. For real. No. Yeah. Ryan, how do you feel?
Got your lucky clothes on?
Bro, I'm like, how do you feel? Are you walking? Are your feet touching the ground right now?
No, I feel great. I actually wore a Kraken shirt on the first game they won, and then I went back to it last game. So guess I'm wearing that from here on out.
Okay, but we're not talking about it yet, though. This is the cold open.
No.
So we're supposed to just talk about random stuff. Like the draft is coming up for the Seahawks.
Yep.
We could talk about that.
We could.
You know, like who do you guys want them to take with the fifth overall pick? Or Aaron Rodgers is now a Jet. I mean, we could rap and flap about other sports stuff in the cold
open.
I'm a
professional.
It's not
I'm
about
a professional,
hockey.
Brent.
Yeah, Chris?
And I'm not going to talk about that unless you officially, you know, have me and my analysis on your show on Take 12.
Well, actually, so, Chris, it's funny.
I can't talk about the Hawks until you pay me to be on the show.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. There's no payment, but thanks for you guys, to you guys for stopping by Take 12 on the draft episode. That's a bit of a cross promotion. That Chris is working in to the show.
Yeah.
Chris did.
Well, he just
not
made
me.
It official.
Yeah.
No, we already did it, Ryan. Remember? It was a great episode. Everybody can go find it. Just search Take 12 if you guys are Seahawks fans. You want to hear us breaking down the draft and all that on Lofa and I's show over there.
Follow Take 12 Pod on all the socials.
Yep. Yeah, go check that out if you don't want to hear us talk about hockey. But I feel like on this show, we have to talk about some hockey. So, I mean,
I don't think we have a choice now.
Who's going to do it?
I don't know. Let's.
I can't even remember what to say because I'm just going to keep drinking.
Release the show.
Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We slapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release the show. Release the show.
Yes, that's right. It's Release the Show. Seattle's best Kraken podcast. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett. That's Chris. Ryan's over there.
Howdy.
We are your Release the Show family. And so are you, if you're listening. Welcome to the family. Thanks for joining the circle. We've been here from the beginning. We'll be here till the end. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com is the email address. At Release the Show on all social media. ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com if you've got anything to rant about, positive or negative. And oh my, the positive rants are flowing in. After last night, our mighty Seattle Kraken upheld at least half of the bargain during the two-game little homestand stretch there. We split at home just like we did in Denver, and we got ourselves a new series. Kids, it's a three-game series now, a best of three as they head back to Denver. 2-2, the Kraken and the Avalanche. I'm over the moon. I mean, the overtime winner, it was last night in real time as we're recording this. We're meeting up this morning. I'm ecstatic. How do you guys feel? Jump in. Not all at once, though. No, well,
I'm glad we can talk about it now. I mean, when you started that open with, oh, man, it's like... That could mean any number of things, You know, I mean, we could be talking about how excited we are with that overtime thriller. We could be talking about Makar
Chris,
and what
how
he
do
did.
You feel? How do you feel?
Well, I feel tired right now.
Yeah.
I can barely keep my eyes open. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what a game.
Yeah.
What a game.
Yeah.
And it had to go to overtime. I mean, it just had to. I mean, it had to. So I feel... Other than tired, I feel amazing. I feel so happy that we're tied 2-2 and that we're going to be guaranteed a game six back at home for our fans and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I just think what an awesome series this has become. When it was on the brink.
Yeah.
It was on the brink.
Link.
The other way.
Brett, how do you feel as a resident new hockey fan of the group?
Oh, I told you I feel great. I was you want me to jump in?
I want you to jump. Yeah.
Bro, how do I feel?
I feel okay. We've barely gotten to know this team. And I feel like, you know how I feel, Ryan? Here, I'll tell you exactly how I feel. And I'm going to bring it back around.
Okay.
Okay? When I was a kid, I'm old enough to have had a job, a seasonal job at the mall, kids. And I used to work at Sam Goody, the music store. And I worked there when a certain album came out. Savage Garden. You guys remember Savage Garden?
I do remember Savage Garden.
All right.
Yes. Fortunately.
Well, they had a song that came out that was Hold on. I'm doing this in real time too. They had a song that come out.
Oh, we're gonna get to hear it.
It was played at like every school dance, right? And this is how I feel about my Kraken team right now. Because it's all happening so fast, right? You guys remember this song? Savage Garden? Remember this song? Anybody know the words of this song?
It's no Chicka Cherry
Cola
song.
Dude, we're doing this right now. No, it's not that one. No, this is the slower one. This is, you know, turn the lights down, ask someone to dance. The chorus, I knew I loved you before I met you. And that's how I feel about the Kraken right now, you guys. Like, how could I be so in love with a team that I barely even have gotten to know for real? You know what I mean? Like, we know them. We know Dan. We know actual Dan. We know Tolvi. We know Groovy. We know the team. But they're not supposed to be doing what they're doing, and they're not supposed to be making me fall this hard, man. Not this quick. Oh.
Are you sure? Are you sure, Brett? I mean, you fall hard. You fall easy. You fall hard. You're like the J-Lo of sports teams.
I'm a man of passion, Chris. I'm a man of passion. You're right. But you guys, I mean...
Oh, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying.
Like, the world at large also has to be feeling a bit the same. Like, hockey in general, their head has to be spinning. What do we do with this team from the Northwest that we were not supposed to fall in love with this fast? That we were not supposed to... That was not supposed to have a chance like this. That was not supposed to be hanging around. This series was supposed to be over after four, Ryan!
Such a cool feeling.
That's how I feel. It's a cool feeling. Yes.
I feel like Savage Garden.
Ryan, that's how I feel. You asked, that's how I feel.
Love it.
All right. How do you feel?
Same.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
No, this is... I could watch the game and then turn it off, and I turn it on, and I'm looking at it. I'm walking around. It was one of those games where your eyes are... peeled and glued to it, but then you didn't want to look. It was too much going on. I haven't had this much excitement watching a hockey game in a long, long time.
Bro, okay.
We have not in Seattle had a of the four major sports. Okay, I know there's a lot of sports in Seattle, but of the four sort of major sports, we haven't had a team that goes into the playoffs that plays a playoff series. We've had the Seahawks forever. It's usually one and done, right?
Yep.
It's all of it hinges on that one game, and you need it, and if they get it, you move on. And so there's not this drama that a series builds in the other sports, baseball, hockey, and basketball. We don't have a basketball team anymore. We're all well aware. Okay, the Mariners haven't done it
for now
in a long time. They did it last year, but it had been 20 years before that, so we're not used to seeing it. And mm-hmm. here comes hockey to steal our hearts and sweep us off of our feet. And the way they're doing it is right now is with this series, because the drama of the series, man. And you know, we haven't had this since the Sonics left town. We used to get it with them. Yeah. Remember the ones against the Jazz back in the day? Even with Ray Allen versus the Kings that one time, it was exciting. To be in a series, to watch it go back and forth, to be down 2-1, to now even it up, the whole city has fallen hard for hockey.
I'm glad it's happening now. You can feel it. Until, you know, when the Sonics do come back and we're not going to be a little brother to them. Like, mm-hmm. we are establishing mm-hmm. ourselves right now as a hockey town. Mm-hmm. And people, like I said, they're falling in love with the team. And, mm-hmm. and how can you not?
How can you not?
And even just the way they did it. They win the first one. Great. Everybody's high. They lose two straight. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, people are saying it's a do or die. I'm going sink or swim because Kraken. But then we turn around, we win that game, and now it's tied. We're going back to Colorado. We're mm-hmm. guaranteed a home game, mm-hmm. another one. Everything's setting up for a really fun rest of the series.
Okay. As three lifelong Seattle area sports fans, where does Dan's overtime winner fit in the list of Seattle sports moments?
I gotta say it has to be up there, uh-huh. first and foremost, in my mind, because of what you guys are already talking about. You were just talking about how, literally last night's game and the fact that it went into overtime and our guy Dan mm-hmm. Wristed it home, like that is what made Seattle really turned the page into becoming a hockey town, like you're talking about becoming. Like, if we lose that game, if we're up 2-0, they come back, they tie it up, they win, we're down 3-1, we lose the series, like, you know, in Denver, we're not talking about this, obviously. Seattle moments, but we're not talking about all of a sudden we have a hockey town going in Seattle because of such a terrible first year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was so important.
So where? Is it?
That was so.
So
important.
Then where is it? Where is it? Where is it when it comes to Richard Sherman's tip?
The tip.
Or Edgar's
that's
double.
What comes to mind.
Or Gary and the Rain Man back in the day going up against MJ in the finals. Or going back to the 70s with Sigma and Downtown Freddie Brown and Slick Watts. And yes, that's right. I know their names when they beat the Washington Bullets. Okay. Like
saying top five.
Top five? Top five of all time. Wow, that's pretty high, yeah. I don't know. I mean, in terms of Seattle Kraken history, this is the biggest game they've ever had in their two. Historical moments for the Kraken so far are probably, scoring their first goal ever. Way back, right? Winning their first game ever, then probably making it to the playoffs, and then last night, right?
Sure.
I haven't seen that much excitement since the very first game, the home opener, when there was just a buzz in the building and no one knew what was going on. It's kind of the same atmosphere.
I feel like, I had to watch it on TV. I saw the cutaway shots of the crowd. I saw the people going, absolutely crazy in there, under the roof, right? Raising the roof, under the roof. And I thought, now Seattle knows what hockey is.
Right.
Right? Like, because even I didn't, right? And I found myself even during the game going, I get it now. And you could almost see it. Like, we've watched, how many Kraken games have we watched? How many Kraken games have we been to?
Right.
They cut away. Does everyone in Seattle really know what's going on? And I didn't either. They're cutting away last night. I'm like, oh, we get it now. I mean, they're booing Makar every time he touches the puck. I mean, they, chanting Yanni when he's scrapping it up after.
We get it. We get it. The Kraken get it. Chris said it. Seattle's a hockey town. Ryan, you might have been one of the first guys in the locker room to ever even ask the question. Who'd you ask it to? Tanev?
Yeah.
You asked Turbo. Is Seattle a hockey town after it was a big game?
Last game of the year.
Right.
And everybody's kind of doing their end of the year wrap up.
Last season,
he wasn't playing, so they brought him out for availability. And the last question I asked him was, is Seattle a hockey town? And I mean, obviously he's going to say, yeah, but he gave a smile and he's like, it's absolutely a hockey town. And you could feel that kind of, I say momentum a lot, but it's really, a lot of this stuff is based on momentum. Mm-hmm. And we were pretty good towards the end of the year. I just wish we had another couple months to really prove ourselves there.
Yeah.
We're really shitty for a long, you know, the first part of the season, but then the team started playing together and it just led right into this year.
But can we play like this? Now look, I'm on cloud nine. Nothing's going to bring me down. But the rational part of my brain wants to ask, can we carry this over a little bit into the regular season? And from now on, can this a little bit? I understand you can't go crashing into everybody every night. But a little bit. Can this be Kraken hockey? Because this is fun as hell. And I don't think we'll ever lose again if you play like this. Can it be our brand a little bit?
Like
the Seahawks have a brand, right? What's the Seahawks brand? They run the ball and then pound you on defense, right? And that's what Pete Carroll wants to be known for.
Running the ball and then
smothering you on defense and hitting hard and all that kind of stuff, right? They have a brand. And sometimes they might get away from it because you don't have the personnel or whatever, but at their core, that's who they are, right? Can this be Kraken hockey, hustle hockey, team hockey? You know, scrap when you need to hockey. Can this be Kraken hockey?
Well, these last couple of games have just proven to the team that they can play this way. And mm-hmm. they can play against the defending Stanley Cup champions and win. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that having that confidence to go out and do this. Because now when you're playing against Columbus or the Mighty Ducks or something, like, remember in the series, that's how we got to play.
Yeah.
They've proven this now, and they can keep doing this.
How about the experience for guys like Matty B, all the young guys on the team? That's what I was thinking last night, was just no matter how far this team goes, it's just all of the experience, you know? Just, I mean, being in an overtime playoff game, right? We got the guys we've talked about that have Stanley Cup experience, but just every little moment has – I mean, so, Chris, let me ask you then. It was Dan. I think definitively he's now the Kraken GOAT.
Mm. We did have this conversation a little while ago. Mm-hmm. And it's tough. I think I went with the Salmon McCann, and I think you went with Dan. And I think you're right at this point. At this point right now, in the current moment, given what happened last night, you are right.
Yeah.
You are right with that. Dan has to be the GOAT Kraken player right now so far.
How about let's talk about some other players. How about actual Daniel Sprong, the pride of Amsterdam, right? The pride of the Netherlands.
Got one in there. Yeah, it was good to see.
Man, 91, man. We've loved him ever since he got here. Good to see him get one. He's always mixing it up. The commentators always love him. He just seems like, and Ryan, maybe you could speak to this. He seems like a guy that hockey guys like. For whatever reason.
He's one of those guys that just comes to the rink and takes care of his own business and just takes care of business for the team. He keeps his head down and he doesn't really get into it much and he's dependable. Mm-hmm. He was my choice for player of the year or, kind of a undercover sort of, he's not that superstar, but he's always going to be there. And so he was my guy right away and he's scoring. They're pulling him back. So he wasn't playing as much. And then he gets a chance in the playoffs. And, of course, his shot is unbelievable.
Of course
he just snipes one. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's their Mac Strong. How about that? Yeah? He's their Dan Wilson. You know?
Dan Wilson was in the building last night.
Hey, Danny boy. Chris, who stood out for you?
Well, I just want to say about Sprong. He took the sort of slowdown, as you said, Link, like he took the benching of sorts, like they didn't play him as much for a while, the coach Littlefinger, because they were wanting him to improve on his defense. We obviously know his shot and everything like that, but they were like, we see more in you to be a two-way player like that. And he worked on it. Mm-hmm. And now he's getting his shot. And he, I mean, like that just shows, instead of getting down on himself, quitting, being mad about it. He went out there and did the work, and now he's able to get out there and show it. But, mm-hmm. I love the fact that I'm going to go with, an old head who's been around the block and has won a couple, Yanni.
Yeah.
Like, he is a leader out there, and you can see it. And I think, when the McCannon went down, he literally was the one to just be like, yo, we got to take it to these guys. We got to get physical. Mm-hmm. We got to start hitting them. And I think we had a record. I think we hit a record for most, a franchise record for most hits in a game at 51. Mm-hmm. 51 hits. So I want to give a shout out to Yanni. I think he was kind of the catalyzing factor there of like, hey, our leading scorer went down. Let's just take it to him. We got to do this and be physical. So
I'm playing. This is Yanni. This is the musical artist Yanni. In the background, this is his most played track. This song is called One Man's Dream. And
perfect.
I mean, if we're going to have a song by Yanni, when we talk about Yanni for this playoff run, it should be called One Man's Dream, shouldn't it?
I was trying to find...
Even though it's the dream of many men on the Kraken, but hey, you know what I mean.
I was trying to find a picture of Yanni yesterday, and all other Yanni came up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yanni rocks, dude.
This is like a musical episode, too. I'm loving this.
How about Yanni's hit in the corner? I mean, I was watching the national broadcast, but they even, I mean, just the way he comes in, finishes it, they talked about shoulder to shoulder, that's like a clean pros pro kind of hit. He feels like a guy who does it the right way, even though I don't really know what that means in terms of hockey.
Sure.
But, we love Yanni. We love what he brings. How about you, Link? Who's standing out to you?
Well, we got Sprong, we got Eberle, we talked about all those guys. We got Will Borgen, who scored the first goal.
Okay.
We've got, what's really standing out to me is everything we've talked about as them playing in team, right?
Okay. Yeah. Let me give you a guy.
Okay.
How about Donato stepping in when McCann goes down, and then we got to talk about the hit, but Donato soaked up a lot of those minutes that would have been going to McCann.
Sure. No, and that's key is having everybody step up like that. When someone goes down and now you have a short bench, everybody's going to get more ice time naturally. Mm-hmm. And now the intensity, everything is amped up. You're going to get the more ice time. Your legs are going to get more tired, all that kind of stuff. But everybody stepped up and played those roles and did it well.
Well, they talked about that hit after the game. One of the Kraken was asked. It might have been Yanni. I can't remember. But they said the intensity. It might have been Jordan Eberle, actually. Said the intensity really ramped up after that hit. Let's talk about the hit. There's going to be an investigation he's being called in. There's a hearing going on with a Makar. Caleb, the dirty player. Was it a dirty shot, Ryan? Our Twitter account called it a dirty. He called him a dirty player. I mean, I didn't write that one.
Ryan, I wrote it.
Is he a dirty player? Was it a dirty play? Wait, here's what it is. Was it a dirty play? And is he a dirty player? Is that the same question? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could separate the two. What do you think?
I think a little bit of both.
Oh my God! Is Release the Show calling Caleb Makar a dirty player?
Absolutely, I am. Okay. That's my stance.
Well,
no, it was definitely a dirty shot.
One for all for one. If you say it, then we've got to go with you.
You don't get invest. You don't get take a hit and then go investigate all that stuff if you're not a dirty player. Okay. Obviously, he's done little stuff like this before.
Okay.
I don't know if he's all around a dirty player, but that was an unnecessary hit. He didn't have the puck. He didn't need to go that hard.
Yeah.
At that point, yes, you want to finish your checks, but. He wasn't even the play to finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is Makar their guy that does this? He's like the tough guy, isn't he?
Well, I haven't watched too much Colorado Avalanche hockey.
Right.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, finish your thought.
It doesn't seem like that. I mean,
hold on, Chris. Finish your thought. Is he?
He's not. No, he's not their like dirty tough guy player.
Okay.
But. That was a pretty bad hit. And so now all of a sudden you're public enemy number one in Seattle. Okay. And now you have that reputation no matter what.
Sorry, Chris. There was a Twitter or a Zoom thing going on. Go ahead, Chris.
That's all good. I was just going to say it doesn't seem like it. He's a Norris Trophy winner. It seems like he's for the most part, been relatively clean.
Huh.
So
all right.
I think that's why people are saying that's potentially why he got the benefit of the doubt, why it got reduced from a major to a minor, is because he's not necessarily traditionally known as a dirty player through and through. But you never know. Maybe he's just gotten away with things, hasn't been called for things. Refs don't see things, and he does little things like this. And this time was just in front of the bright lights, and he got caught.
Should he get suspended? Either way. Should there be a suspension?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he took the player out of the game.
All
right. If it was a regular hit, if it was an open ice hit, if it was a buddy pass to him and he looked up and the puck was there and he got blown up, those hits you can justify. When you're chasing someone and kind of boarding him and running him into the corner, yeah, there's no need for that kind of stuff.
All right. All right. What else you guys got on your lists?
Chris?
Well, Makar was on my list. You know, we obviously had all honed in on Tyler Myers as our enemy number one from taking Matty B down. Mm-hmm. I think it's officially moved on and will, at least for now, forever be K.O. Makar.
Yeah.
As public enemy number one, at the Kraken games.
They've been after McCann the whole time, man. Like, was it game one or game two or three? Maybe was it the one we all watched together or the one before that where somebody gave him like a back elbow that they really finished? I mean, they've clearly circled McCann. I mean, he's a 40-goal scorer. So is that a natural hockey thing that they're going to be going after him a little bit harder? And then they finally got him.
I think they're going after everybody. But, I mean, in the back of your mind, you know those players that you want
to... He just seems to be getting roughed up a little more than everybody else. But should he have his head on a little bit more of a swivel?
No, yeah, why not?
All right.
You never want to, like, you're not purposely going out there and trying to take out a player. Like, no one's trying to do that, but you're trying to get in their head.
Sure.
And you're trying to get in their face, and that way when you come out on the ice the next time, they're going to think twice about making that move or doing that play. Mm. And it's going on both sides. I mean, the Kraken were very good at that yesterday. They looked like the team that played the very first game, where I couldn't believe that this was the team that we've been watching all year, and they've turned around, and they are hitting and checking and making the plays and blocking shots and doing all those little things right. And then it kind of slowed down a little bit, and they came out yesterday on fire. Exact same game plan as the game one. I like to see them keep doing that and keeping those hits, because now on the other side, Colorado, they're going to be looking behind their shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking for a spark while you're watching the Kraken, you can bet.
Ding.
You can bet online.ag that it might come from a couple of players named The Rig. And what about Turbo? We should talk about them. But before we do, Bet Online, everybody, our wonderful sponsor. It's betonline.ag. Go there to their to their website, or use their mobile app. Either way, you can download Bet Online in the App Store. You can bet on hockey, MMA, NBA, MLB. How about the XFL playoffs starting soon with the Seattle Sea Dragons proudly represented?
Yeah. Just snuck in there.
Being led by who should be the league MVP, DiNucci.
DiNucci,
man, at the helm there for the Seattle Dragons. Maybe you want to lay a few dollars down on them. Go to betonline.ag and use our promo code BLEAV, spelled our way, BLEAV. Get a 50% welcome bonus. So if you put in $100, they're going to give you 50 to do with what you want. So get over there. It's betonline.ag, everybody. And I said their names, but now let's just give them a mention here. The Rig, with the softest, silkiest hands of any guy that big in quite a while, man. I love when he wants to take it himself. It's awesome. And it feels like it fires up the team. Yeah. And he was doing that and flying around out there. And then, of course, you got Turbo. And, Ryan, you brought up blocking shots. The sequence where he took the one off the ankle but then got up and also got the puck out of there. Was that on a penalty kill or not? But it was a big moment. And I don't know, just... doing the little things out there. Turbo's always doing that.
That was a penalty kill.
Yeah.
And those kind of guys who lay down in front of those slap shots, and they teach you, you know, growing up, how to block a shot. You try to angle it so it goes off your leg pads, your shin guards, and goes off, deflects. It's different when you're in the NHL and those guys are firing at 90 miles an hour.
Yikes.
But you sacrifice. You put yourself in front of the shots. You take one off the body. It just happened to pop right there. He clears it. Yeah, those kind of guys. And Turbo, he's had his an assist yesterday, his 12th point in postseason career. So, again, guys that know how to do this stuff, everybody else is kind of looking towards them for what to do, and they're stepping up.
Yeah. Well, because the series is tied, we know that it will be coming back to Seattle, and it will be game six will be played mm-hmm. under the roof, everybody. And if you want seats, go to epicseats.com. Man, I'm killing you guys today.
Dang.
EpicSeats.com is where you go. It's a local Seattle company. They're local guys doing it right up there in Seattle. Support a local company, everybody. Quit using all those other apps and all those other websites. All you need is EpicSeats.com. Mention our football podcast, like we did earlier in this episode. Take 12.
Take 12.
Just mention Take 12 when you're making a deal with EpicSeats.com, and they will either give you 12% off when you're buying seats when you spend $100, or they will give you an extra $12 per seat if you're selling. So if for any reason you can't make it to whatever event you're holding seats to, jump on EpicSeats.com, strike up a deal with them, mention Take 12, get an extra $12 per seat just for mentioning our football podcast, Take 12. And thank you to Epic Seats for all that they do. I mean, they must be going crazy right now with all the playoffs and everything, and Mariners going on, and
it's good time
Sea Dragons and all that. Man, it's crazy. EpicSeats.com, everybody, is where you go. Anything else?
Chris, the reason he's beating us in the live ad read game is because he's the only one that has a rundown. He didn't get share with us, so I don't know.
I don't have a rundown.
I don't know when the sheet.
Look, I wrote one thing down.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm saying. He knows when those ads are coming.
Hold on. This is what I wrote. Where does this rank? That's all I have.
There you go.
That's it.
That's
look
the rundown.
This other stuff is from the other shows. This stuff is about Coachella. That's not part of it. All I wrote is where does this rank? Look at Ryan's list. He's got like six.
All right. I guess try to feel better about losing to the. Yeah.
Anybody else before we get out of here? Chris, anything?
I got numbers. I got some numbers I can just rattle off real quick if people want some numbers.
Rattle me some numbers.
The Kraken are the only team to score first. You know we've been getting off to hot starts. First in each of their first four games in the playoffs, despite losing a couple of those.
I like that.
They're the only the second franchise in NHL history. Goes back over like a century. To score first in their first four playoff contests. And that was the Toronto, now Maple Leafs, but formerly known as the Arenas. The Toronto Arenas in 1918. Okay. We just got to finish like we did last night. We're getting off to hot starts.
Yeah, I like it.
And then let me just say one more that the 43 shots on goal are the most in a home game, regular season or playoffs in franchise history. And the 21-plus goal differential from last night is the best mark in any game by any team this postseason.
Peppering.
So we were laying it on them last night.
Peppering them with shots, Ryan. You like to see that, huh?
Love the shots.
Can't score if you don't shoot.
Pick up the rebounds. They found their secret sauce there.
Hey, how about the refs, though? With the BS hooking or holding call or whatever. He was holding us, dude. Like, yeah. What a vet move. He hooks our guy's arm. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, he has tucked in his arm. And
we end up getting the penalty. And then there's the other one where they blow the whistle too early. That was a goal, man.
Yeah.
Just scrum in front of the net. Let's hack away till something happens.
How many times did our centermen get kicked out of the faceoff dot, too?
Ridiculous.
It's all about themselves.
Ugh. They're trying to give it to the Avs, man. But these Kraken, they are mighty.
Got to play the refs too, man. That's...
You know, Kraken's already plural, right? Have we talked about that? It's already plural.
Kraken?
We don't have to say...
School of Kraken.
Yeah.
Don't say the Krakens.
No, it's not... No, it's never the Krakens. I'm just saying.
Please, people. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're saying. Yeah, please. Just anyone else.
Kraken? I'm just saying, when you say the Kraken, you're referring to all the players skating around, or are we talking about the mythical beast, and then the players are like the mythical beasts, like
tentacles,
like soldiers or warriors or something. You know what I mean? Like
Kraken
team
soldiers.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's the core.
Or when you say group. The Kraken, you mean the group of players.
The group of players.
See, I kind of mean the Beast.
Well, we've never seen the Beast. How do you even know? Talk about it.
Seen its eyeball. It watches every game.
It's true.
The home games.
Yes.
Man, this should have been the cold open. I mean, it's a great cold close, but this is a great random discussion.
How does the eyeball watch the away games? They put it on the Twins?
They must. He's got a monitor somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Hey, that's it for us, everybody. ReleaseTheShow@gmail.com is the email address. @ReleaseTheShow on all social media. ReleaseTheRants@gmail.com. We should read some of those on the next episode. But for now, we're out of here. Thanks to betonline.ag and epicseats.com. Chris.
Yes, yes. We out. We out. We out. See ya.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.